You are listening to the Stetson Students Podcast, where we post all of the series and messages from our student ministry. We are a ministry connected to Stetson Baptist Church, where we are for DeLand and for Jesus. If you would like to learn anything more about our ministries, please check out our social medias or go to StetsonBaptistChurch.org.
We're going to see some things that probably convict us, probably challenge us a little bit. And if we're honest with ourselves, we probably don't always do a great job at. All right. So let's dive in. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Reading 1 through 4. If you're there, say, Zach, I'm there. Okay. If you're in Ephesians 6, say, Zach, I'm there. There we go. All right. Here we go. It says this: children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. So Paul is writing to this church. So think of a group of people. And he's walking through this case that he's building that we should love others, right? And we do that by honoring others and how we behave and how we treat them. And he comes down to this point of this relationship that everybody has in some sense, and that's your parents. So here's the first thing I want you to write down tonight as you're taking notes. Honoring Jesus means honoring your parents. And I know some of you already have an argument building in your head of why your parents are wrong and you're right. Okay? But stick with me for a minute, because you're wrong and Jesus is right, okay? And so Paul is writing to this church, and he's saying to them, and he's saying, man, this matters. And in these four verses, Paul actually expands on that verse in chapter 5 we talked about, where he's talking about to have reverence for Jesus. Let me bring that over here, like to worship Jesus, to care for Jesus, to have obedience to Jesus means that we honor one another. And so honoring one another for you would include, and for me, would include our parents and the relationship that we have with them, right? This isn't this crazy idea to the church. Ephesus is one of the largest cities in the Roman Empire. And there was this culture of honor and shame that they lived in. And so children honoring their parents was a big deal. Like the parents would walk into a room and the expectation is the kids would stand up. Right? If you're, it's like, you know, how many of y'all's parents have a chair at your house? Like I have a chair at our house. I have a chair. It's dad's chair. Dad sits in it. And so my boys love to run home and sit in my chair because they think it's funny. But when I walk into the room, what do I say? Get up, right? Get out of my chair. And so I sit down, right? That's not how it would have worked in Rome. In Rome, the children would have got up and walked away from the chair. And so this idea of honoring your parents wouldn't have been so countercultural as it is now. But what Paul's actually doing is Paul is taking this cultural norm and he's saying to them, what if we redefined the cultural norm for the sake of the gospel? And he comes in and he says, listen, the way as children, the way that you interact with your parents is a picture of your relationship with Jesus. Because if you won't submit to your parents, if you won't honor your parents, you won't honor Jesus. Because as a child, in a home, that's what it means to honor Jesus. And what Paul does is he calls back to the Ten Commandments. He calls them back to this law that was given way back in the beginning when Israel was becoming a nation. Exodus 20, verse 12 says this. It says, honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. So if you read the Ten Commandments, this is the only one that's given that has a clause attached to it, that if you do this, God will do this. And when he's talking to Israel, he's trying to prepare them for the promised land. And he's saying that if you will honor your mother and father, if you walk with the Lord, you will be able to enter into this land of promise. And Paul calls back to this in Ephesians. What he's calling them to is a relationship with Jesus. And he's saying to them, if you will honor your mother and father, you will be blessed in your relationship with Jesus. Why? Because obedience to Jesus means we're blessed. Doesn't always mean we get what we want. Doesn't mean we always get an easy life. Doesn't mean we get to be rich and wealthy and happy and great. Sometimes obedience to Jesus means we die. But at the end of the day, the blessing of obedience to Jesus is Jesus. And so Paul's writing this to them, and he's saying honoring your parents for the sake of the gospel is better than anything else. Paul doesn't teach the children how to disobey. I don't know if you caught on to that. He doesn't have to teach them how to disobey. Why? Well, that would kind of lead us to believe they already know how to disobey, right? I told you guys I have three kids. For all three of our boys, their first word was dada. Kind of a proud moment for me, right? That's kind of all I got out of that. But, you know, they said dada. Do you know what their second word was? It was no. I'm not kidding. All three of them. I didn't have to teach my kids how to tell me no. I didn't have to teach my kids. I didn't have to teach my kids how to lie to me. We have one of our boys right now, man. He is so afraid of getting in trouble that he'll just like, whatever we say, it's, I didn't do that. Buddy, I just watched you kick the dog in the stomach. Nuh-uh. Yuh-huh. And then we have this little moment, right? And so think about it. Think about your own life for a second. Did someone have to teach you how to argue with your parents? No. We are born with this natural bend to rebel against authority. We really are. From the very beginning of the time we're able to walk and talk, some of you, even in the womb, were rebelling against authority. But what happens is when we make the decision to follow Jesus, and I'm just going to give you a caveat. If you're in this room and you haven't made the decision to follow Jesus, a lot of this tonight isn't going to apply to you because you have to have a relationship with Jesus first. And so Paul's looking at them and he's saying, you've made the decision to follow Jesus. You need to start acting like it. He's saying you can't follow Jesus and be disrespectful to your parents. You can't follow Jesus and argue with them every time they ask you to do something. You can't follow Jesus and badmouth them to your friends in the group chat. Like, this is stuff that you're not, like, I know this is shocking to you. I was actually once a teenager. I know. This is even crazier. Your parents were actually teenagers.
What?
And do you know what they struggled with? Rebelling against their parents. It's a cycle that we all go through, right? And what Paul is doing is Paul is calling this church in Ephesus, he's calling them back to obeying God. Because listen, the most important thing that you can do is obey God above everything else in the world. That's it. It doesn't always make sense. It may not always seem fair. But when it comes to obeying Jesus, there is not an argument clause. You don't get to go, okay, God, but if I do that, are you going to do this? Like, that's not how it works. Instead, what God is calling us to through this passage is to submit to him by following Jesus in a way that honors our parents. So let's get really practical for a second, right? Remember, I told you, you have Bibles in your chairs, so you don't need to have your phone out right now. Let's get really practical about this for a second. If I were to come to your house tonight, that would be creepy. But if it wasn't, because you invited me over and your parents walked into the room and they were like, hey, I need you to go clean your room. Let's be real for a second. None of you are going, yes, ma'am. Right? God, if you're saying you do, you are lying through your teeth. You are lying through your teeth. Okay, you may say yes, ma'am, but if, listen, if you go, yes, ma'am, I can't believe she's making me clean my room right now. I'm so tired of this junk. If that's you, that ain't honoring the Lord, right? And so when you think about when your parents ask you to do something around the house, to not respond immediately without grumbling is dishonoring to the Lord. I'm not trying to be like a parent in here, like go home and clean your room. What I'm trying to help you see is that if you follow Jesus, the desire of your heart should want to be to honor your mother and father. If you think about the times that you have done the things that your mom and dad have asked you to do without grumbling, I think you could be honest to go, my life is typically better. Typically, I'm given a little more trust. Typically, I'm given a little more freedom because I show them that I can do what they ask me to do. Honoring our parents means recognizing when they ask you to do something, you do it the first time without grumbling out of obedience to Jesus. So what about the times that the things they're asking of us seem outdated or unfair? Can I just be really honest with you? When you feel that way, 75% of the time, you're wrong. It's not outdated. It's not unfair. But there are times that it is. And honoring your parents does not mean immediately jumping to a fight with them and saying, I can't believe you're making me do the dishes again. Don't you know that little Timmy over here, he never does the dishes. This is garbage. I'm so tired of this. That's not honoring your parents. And I think if you think about it for a second, if you would do the dishes, to stick with the illustration, and then afterwards come to your mom and dad and say, hey, mom and dad, can we have a conversation about something? I feel like there's a little bit of an unfair balance in the household chores. They may not listen to you. They may tell you, you don't get a voice in that. They may look at you and go, you're not wrong, but I need you to understand that, man, little Timmy's three. If he washes the dishes, he's going to cut his finger off. They might even just go, you know, you're right. We're sorry. Honoring our parents in moments of disagreement doesn't mean that we always just go do it. Sometimes it means we go do it and then we come back and just have a conversation with them like people. Because at the end of the day, you're both people. And so if you were going to answer this question and answer it in your head or write it down, however you want to do it, that's fine. Just don't answer out loud. If you were to honestly evaluate this week, like Monday to now, how well would you say you've honored your parents? How well have you honored them at home? How well have you honored them in your group chats? How well have you honored them at school, on the practice field? If the answer to that is anything except, man, I've done a really good job, and tonight might be a night that you need to evaluate where your heart is. And I know that's a hard thing to think through and process, and it's just part of it. But Paul is calling us to so much more. And he's going to keep going in these familiar relationships. We're going to have to go through this one pretty fast. But if you look at verses 5-9, Paul says this. He says, bondservants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart as you would Christ, not by the way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bondservants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or free. Masters, do the same to them and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both master and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality in him or with him. There's no favoritism, right? So let's just address an elephant in the room. You may not know what any of those words mean, and that's okay. We'll get there. But some of you probably understand the language that's being used here. And Paul's talking about slaves and masters. Now, what we have to do is, and I know when we say the word slavery, we have a very specific picture that comes to mind. You can take your headphones off. Thanks. Yeah, I know I'm not the best speaker in the world, but I'm sure I'm better than whatever music you're listening to back there. Thank you. You can take off. It's okay. Thank you. Paul's talking about slavery. And I know when we hear the word slavery, we have a very specific picture that comes to mind. And honestly, it's not a good one. This passage is not talking about what we know and what you've learned about in school as slavery. What happened in the American history when it comes to slavery is a terrible act. And the people that try and sometimes still try to use the Bible to defend it should be told to stop talking. They should be called out as wrong. So it's important for us when we read passages like this to understand there's language that we may use, but the meaning sometimes is just different. And so when it came to Ephesus, about a third of the population was actually considered a slave. And then the slavery in this time wasn't always harsh and unfair and like people being taken from their land, people like could just sell themselves into slavery to pay off debt. So for example, like we own a minivan that we took out a loan for. And so if it got to the point back then that I couldn't pay my bill for my minivan, I could go to the people that loaned us the money and say, hey, I'm going to just come work off my debt to you. And once my debt is paid, I will be free to go. And so that's what Paul is getting at. And so Paul's talking to them about this, and here's what he's getting to. He's saying that honoring Jesus means honoring authority. That's the other one that's hard for us. We don't like to be told what to do. I'm an adult, and I hate being told what to do. I believe speed limits are suggestions until there's a cop behind you or next to you, okay? But he's talking about honoring our authority. And so what he's doing is he's addressing this relationship between servants and masters. And he's saying to the servants, don't go be a hard worker to make yourself feel good so your master's happy. He's saying to the masters, don't be so cruel and mean to your servants. Instead, you are to honor one another. You should want to work hard to honor your boss. You should want to honor them as you honor Jesus. The way you submit to authority is a picture of how you submit to Jesus. What does this look like for a middle schooler and a high schooler? How do you treat your teachers? That's not a question for you to answer out loud, but thank you. Like, think about how you talk about your teachers. When you leave class, right? There's always, I've been around it long enough. You're always right. Teachers are always wrong. I know. But honoring authority includes how you talk about your teachers to your friends, how you talk about your teachers behind their back. Or let's take it even a step further. What about here, right? Let's say you're here on a Sunday morning and you're at a small group table and you're just having a hard time paying attention. And so your group leader is like, hey, I need you to just not talk right now. We like to push back on that a little bit. We're like, bro, I'm not even talking. First of all, you are. I see your mouth moving. Second of all, when we push back on authority, typically just gets us in more trouble. And what Paul is saying to them and to us is if you follow Jesus, you should want to submit to authority because it's a picture of the gospel. In other passages of the Bible, slaves are actually told to submit to their masters so that their masters will come to faith. This idea of submitting to other people is a picture of our submission to Jesus. And so if you think about your life and you think about how you interact with people and you think about your friends, like the truth is it's not always going to be easy. Listen, you're going to butt heads with your parents. You're going to be upset at teachers. You're going to not get along with a small group leader. You're not perfect, and neither are they, but Jesus is. And if we're going to honor our parents, if we're going to honor the authority in our lives like we're called to, it means that we will follow Jesus even when it's hard for us. And if you're really honest with yourself, there are some of you in this room that need to go home and do some apologizing to your parents. If you find yourself thinking, not me, it's probably you. Some of you come in here every week and you sing these songs of praise to Jesus and you lift your hands up in praise and you play this part like you love Jesus and then you immediately get in the car and tell your parents to shut up. You go home and you immediately start to tell your mom that she doesn't know anything and that she's not right and she's just being mean to you and that you hate her. You go home and your dad is trying to help you learn how to do something and you just push back on it. You go to school tomorrow and you just badmouth a teacher through the hallways. You can't do both. And so here's my question to you as we wrap this up. What relationship in your life needs your obedience to Jesus? What relationship in your life needs your obedience to Jesus? Relationships with parents can be hard. They can be broken. They can be awkward. I know. I understand that. but I just want to share a simple truth with you. Your obedience to Jesus is not dependent on somebody else's. Your obedience to Jesus is not dependent on somebody else's. Even if you're like, I don't think I should be doing this, I don't think this is fair, the Bible says it's not about being fair, it's about doing what's right, and what's right is always what Jesus says. And so maybe tonight, when you leave here, you need to just have a real conversation with your mom and dad. Maybe you need to go to school tomorrow and grab a teacher and just say, man, I'm just really sorry. I haven't done a good job treating you with respect. I don't know. What I do know is maybe the relationship that needs your obedience to Jesus is your relationship with Jesus. Because if you try to do all of this without Jesus, it won't work. Because what happens is when we follow Jesus, the desires of our heart change. Some overnight, some take time. And so if you're sitting here and you're like, I don't even have a desire to honor my parents, maybe the relationship that needs help is your relationship with Jesus. And Jesus is the one person who did what you and I can't. Jesus was a teenager once. And can you believe it? He never fought with his parents. He never argued with them. He never fought with his brothers and sisters. He never lied. He never cheated. He never stole. He never did any of those things. And all Jesus did was come around and tell people who he was. He was God's son. He was here to save the world and to set people free from their sin. And that invitation is the same for you today as it was thousands of years ago. That tonight, you could follow Jesus and the desires of your heart could change and you could be set free from your sin.
Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great week and that you are a light for Jesus. Grace and peace.